Got it, Rex.
G'day, mate. I just rang to speak to Tony. Is that you by any chance?
Yeah, it is.
G'day, bud. My name's Danny. I'm Darko's mate. He probably gave you the heads up while I was going to give you a call.
Yeah, he sent me a text yesterday.
Yeah, beautiful, man. Well, look, I'm as you may or may not have told you, I've just bought a 2006 STI Spec C.
Yeah.
Basically, I mean, like, it's wonderful stock. It's an amazing car, but I just know myself, and I know that I can't help myself throwing more money into it and just making it faster and more awesome to who I am. Talking to ChatGTP and all that sort of stuff is one thing, but I thought I'd have a chat to someone like yourself, probably a bit more in the know on these specific things, and see what you'd recommend. But it seems like there's fairly kind of standard incremental steps, obviously with stage 0, 1, 2, 3, all that sort of stuff that you would do to it. Is that fairly correct?
There's three sort of cars? Decent jumps you can get. So we don't normally do any stages on those things. So we just start with that way. So that's like an American thing.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, the first thing I'd probably do to it would be, is it a completely stock car?
Yeah, it is completely stock, yeah.
Yeah, and it hasn't been tuned in Australia or anything like that?
Not to my knowledge, no. It's one of 24 in red, and it was a Japanese import, and the guy only drove it, a little while here. So.
Yeah. So in Japan, they've actually got 100 octane fuel. We've only got 98 here. So straight off the bat, you're sort of losing power with the engine. Oh, sorry, the ECU is pulling power out of it.
Pretty much
playing it unhappy. So straight off the bat, you need to get the car tuned just to make this thing actually drive decent. Mods-wise, I wouldn't go wild to start off with. These are actually pretty decent straight off the bat. I'd probably just do a cold air intake and maybe a cat-back just to get some Subaru noise out of the thing, even though it's a twin-scroll, so you'll never actually get the rumble, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I know exactly what you mean.
If you're chasing that rumble, it's just not going to happen. But yeah, I'd start off with just a cold air intake, a cat-back if you want the noise and the look, and a tune. So that'll get you a pretty decent power gain. The actual downpipe on that car is actually pretty decent. You don't need to go wild with the downpipe straight off the bat.
Yeah, I think it pulls 4.6, just stock, doesn't it? As far as what I've read. I mean, I was in it the other day and it was so fast.
They're a pretty quick factory, but yeah, you'll definitely get a bit more out of them with just a colder intake and a tune.
Yeah, all right, amazing. And would you know roughly what I'd be looking at the cost for a 2006 on that one?
The intakes off the top of my head are around 600 plus 150 to fit it.
Yep.
And then the tune is 990.
Okay, beautiful.
Yeah, and then if you want a cat-back, we've got a few different options. Just depends on which way you want to go. Being spec C, I'd probably say buy something a little bit nicer, like maybe a HKS.
Yeah, cool. Well, the price factor is less of a consideration than sort of getting it done properly. I mean, obviously, I don't want to be spending, $10 million a service for it. But what would be the one that you would recommend, and how much roughly for that?
I'd recommend the HKS. We don't normally stock those, but I can probably get it in for you, or you can order it yourself if you find like a Black Friday sale soon.
I'm less fussed with that. Honestly, I'm ready to pull the trigger on this. I get the car Thursday, Friday, but when have you got available? After that, no huge rush. Obviously, it's entirely on what you got time for. But
give me 2 seconds. Let me just run to the front office.
Thanks, bud.
still there?
Yeah, mate.
Yeah, all right. So you said you're getting it at the end of this week, so I can't do next week.
Yep, that's totally fine.
I can probably do the week after if you want the 30th.
30th, all right. Let me look here. Get the fuck out of the way, dog. 30th. Yeah, so it's a Thursday?
Yeah.
Yep, certainly can. So that's perfect. Yeah, so if you want to get the basically just everything you suggested, then I'm happy to put in.
Yeah,
The other thing as well is you might be the sort of person to know. I want to get a tint, obviously, once I've done the old transfer and everything. I want to get a tint that's probably darker than the average person would say legally put in. Do you know people that would do such a thing?
Honestly, I just go to like tint a car.
Tint, but was they, and the person there is likely to have something a bit darker than what might legally
be?
Yeah,
the car will have different options. So just give them a call. They'll definitely have darker than legal. They've got their legal thing that they talk about on the radio all the time. But they'll definitely have darker than that too.
Yeah, all right. Awesome. That's fucking sick. So
let me just see if I can actually get that HKS cap back or not. Give me 2 seconds.
Sure, definitely.
Just because we don't normally stock those things.
Yeah.
Not many people want to spend the money on those.
Why is that?
Most guys will just get an NVIDIA because they're cheaper and they're easier and they look good. HKS has just got the Japanese sort of price to it because they're all imported from Japan, so it's a little bit more expensive.
Yeah.
We get heaps of them come through, but people normally just supply them themselves.
Yeah, nice.
Let me just see if I can actually get it.
What do you got? What's the company again? Something Rex, was it?
Got it, Rex.
Was it Got It Rex, did you say?
Yeah, Got It Rex.
Got It Rex, nice.
Yeah. I can't actually get that cap back. You can order it from a place called CarMods.
CarMods, okay.
Yeah, we don't normally deal with those guys, so you might have to just give them a buzz, see if you can get one.
Okay, and I just Google CarMods, or it should come up?
Yeah, yeah. Let me just see if they've actually got it. I'm just having a look now. Otherwise, I've got plenty of NVIDIAs here, if you want an NVIDIA. Do you have a computer in front of you or anything like that?
Yeah, I've got the phone open, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, do you want to quickly punch in a couple different things for me?
So I guess so.
Go on Pro Speed Racing. Just open up their website. Do you want a cannon or do you want like a muffler sort of box?
I wouldn't have a fucking clue what the difference is, man, to be honest.
I'll get you to have a look. So have a look and you can pick which one you want. Pro
Speed Racing Products Australia, is that it?
Yep.
Yep, all right. And then...
type in
N.
N1. And then
N1.
GD. So N1 space GD.
N1 space GD.
Yeah, so the first thing that comes up should say NVIDIA N1 Catback, non-resonated. It looks like they're $1,099.
Okay, well, for some reason it doesn't. Why don't I do that? I don't know if I'm doing the right thing here, bruv.
Is the website prospeedracing.com.au?
Pro1raceparts.com.au.
Oh, sorry, I thought you said Pro Speed. So prospeedracing.com.au.
Yeah, my bad. It's Pro Speed Racing.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, cool. And they in New South Wales, aren't they?
Yeah, that's right, but we work directly with those guys, so we've got most of the products here.
All right, so N1...
Yeah, so N1 GD.
GD.
GD is purely just a model.
NVIDIA Exhaust. Roger Clark, cool. So just click on NVIDIA.
Is the first one, the NVIDIA N1, is it $1,099, the one you're looking at?
Yes, it is, correct.
Yeah, so that's the first option, so that Canon-style look.
So yep,
you can get that in either that or you can get it in a titanium. The titaniums do sound nicer.
Yep, okay.
But the titaniums, I think, are triple the cost.
Are they really?
So you can get that or you can go for a Q300. So punch in at the top Q300 GD. So they'll be the same price as the N1, but they've got the box style muffler on the back, so they'll be quieter.
That's another NVIDIA.
Yep.
Cat-back exhaust, yeah.
So those are the two that we normally stock here, just because they're very popular.
Yep.
Most guys just go for these because they're a nice stainless finish. Like, they're actually good quality.
Yep.
So those are the two we can get for you. Otherwise, the other options would be you can either get a Fujitsubo cat-back or a HKS, but you'll have to get those ones yourself.
Yeah, well,
stock those, yeah.
I am a lazy cunt, so
it's up
I
to
would...
you. Like, I can get either of those. I've actually got them here already.
Yeah, let's go with what you'd recommend out of those two. I honestly couldn't give a shit which one. I mean, I like a good sound. Obviously, I don't want to rock anyone's the next person's garage off. So, like, genuinely just, whatever you got in stock, whatever you're available, whatever the hell you make the most on the top of, I don't care. Just out of those two would be fine, rather than me spending time sourcing.
Yeah, they both sound good. The N1's louder, still sounds good. Being the twin scroll that the Spec Cs are, it'd actually be pretty quiet anyway. Like, they're not ridiculous.
Okay. Let's go to the louder one, then.
The louder one? Do you care that the Canon...
So say it again?
Do you care that it's the Canon style look to it, or you don't really mind?
I don't even really know, like, honestly, it's hard to sort of say what the difference is. I couldn't say. Is Canon, like, with the rolled around lip, sort of?
The Canon's like just a circle with the big tip sticking out the back, whereas the normal mufflers are like the one you're looking at right now, the Q300. So it's got a big box muffler with the tip on it.
Right. Okay, got what you mean. Yeah, honestly, I don't even know which one I'd like better. Like, I can't really make a decision on it. Like, which ones do you like better, typically, the look of?
Typically, I like the Q300s better. They just look cleaner.
Let's do that then, bro. Obviously, you know a lot more than I do about it. I've got a 1965 Mustang, and that's what I've been pouring all my money into in recently, so I don't have a fucking clue about any of the rice burner stuff.
I'd say go for the Q300 just because it's got the cleaner look to it.
Okay, let's do it, bro.
Yeah, done. Easy. I'll go over that for you. And then we'll do the cat-back intake and a trim.
Yeah, all right. Perfect, man. That's awesome. What would all up be?
Let me work it out for you. About
3K
in total.
Perfect, man. All right, sweet as, dude. Well, I'll see you in the morning on the 30th.
Yeah, I'll grab some details from you as well. So you said your name was Danny, and what was your last
name? Yates, Yates.
Yates, and phone number?
0466.
Yep.
693.
Yep.
883. What time are you guys open?
We're here about 8:00.
Okay, cool. What were we going to ask then, sir?
It was an 06, you said, wasn't it?
06, yeah, correct.
Yeah, 06 Spec C. And are we doing, like, an inspection on the car just to give you an overall look at it or a service?
Yeah,
or
man.
Like that?
Look, yes, a service as well, please. And just a general inspection because I've obviously just bought it.
Yeah, of course.
That would be great to have some experienced eyes look over it.
Yeah, I'll go over the car first before we go throwing mods at it. And if there's, something wrong with it, I'll give you a call first before, you spend $3,000 on it for no reason.
Yeah, appreciate that.
All good. So I'll put you down for a service, did you say?
Yes, please. Yeah.
Yeah, done. So we'll service car first, make sure it's actually a decent car. And if it's good, we'll put all the mods in it and get it tuned. Normally a one-day turnaround type of thing. So if you drop it off at 8, you should be picking it up about 4:30, 5 o'clock. Worst case, if we need it overnight, can we keep it till Friday?
Yeah, that won't be a problem at all, dude. It's not a daily, so don't stress about that at all.
Yeah, done. I'll keep you updated on the day anyway.
All right. Sweet as. Thanks so much.
Done. Too easy. Thanks a lot.
All right, buddy. Catch ya. Thanks.
Yeah.